I think there's been a lot said about the FAA mandated reductions, you know, at 40 major airports, including all of the airports, obviously here in the DC area. And that has contributed to around 800 cancellations per day this weekend. Unfortunately, that is not the only problem we're dealing with. As these air traffic controllers continue to go weeks without pay, staffing issues really starting to become a big problem. And we have seen the delays and cancellations really climb this weekend. Obviously, big problems at DCA. On Friday night, Delta had big problems with staffing issues at the FAA in Atlanta, and, you know, it's led to Delta canceling hundreds of flights on top of what it had already planned today. So it's just, it's a messy situation all around, and, you know, travelers are kind of in the thick of it this weekend.
Now, are we among the worst here when it comes to the impact? What regions are being hit the hardest here?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of one day to the next. Friday night, Reagan was definitely, you know, kind of the epicenter of the disruptions. Yesterday, it was Atlanta. Today, we've seen some problems in Newark, elsewhere, really just kind of all over the place. You know, it's kind of hit or miss, but more miss than hit these days, unfortunately.
All right, well, let's turn to what people can do. I know many people traveling next week and trying to figure out, you know, what are your plans? How do you get the best probability of getting to where you need to go? What is your advice to folks?
A lot is going to depend on how long this government shutdown stretches on. By the end of this week, if the cuts go as planned, we could be at 10% of all flights at a lot of these big airports. I would definitely be watching out for any extra flexibility the airline gives me. If you are starting to think about maybe just staying home instead of traveling, your airline may give you the right just to go ahead and scrap the trip, stay home, get a refund, or reschedule it to maybe another date that might work better for you. Obviously, that's not a feasible option for everyone. If you're still booking trips or if you are looking into maybe being able to make some changes, I would avoid the connections. I would go nonstop with, you know, whenever possible. And if you do have to connect, I'd really try and avoid those really tight connections. We're still seeing, while we are seeing a lot of cancellations, we're also seeing a ton of delays. And, you know, a delay is not the end of the world, but it is a big problem if it causes you to miss your second plane.
You know, the nation has a lot of regional airports that might not be on this list of those impacted. Are they seeing a lot more business right now, I should say? People looking for flights there? Is that somewhere people should look?
No, I think that's an option. The reason I hesitate to point travelers in that direction, though, is because, you know, these impacts are really being felt all across the country. We talk a lot about those 40 airports that are affected, but, you know, those flights are going somewhere. And in a lot of cases, we're seeing some of these regional flights, you know, Delta Connection, American Eagle, United Express, that kind of feed into their mainline operations. A lot of those flights are the ones that are getting canceled. So unfortunately, I don't know that there's any one place that you can go and be guaranteed to miss trouble.
And, you know, you gave folks the advice of, you know, maybe rethinking things. You know, when is it too late? What are some of the tips when it comes to those last minute changes?
Fortunately, a lot of these airlines have put in place pretty flexible travel waivers. Some of them will let you make changes up until, you know, 10 minutes before departure or something like that. I think Southwest Airlines, you can cancel your trip and get a refund or make, you know, switch to another date. You just have to make sure you've made that change at least basically before the doors close, before a flight takes off. And don't forget, under federal policy, if your flight is canceled or significantly delayed and you just decide to stay home, go with another airline, you know, book yourself a different trip, go on a train, you're owed a refund, no questions asked, within 7 days if you paid by credit card.
Is travel insurance helpful here in this situation?
That is something our team is digging into right now, and there's a couple schools of thought. If you have a long-standing travel insurance policy, there's a good chance you might be able to make a trip delay claim. Also, there's a lot of credit cards that have travel insurance policies attached to it. You know, I think what remains to be seen is whether any policies will count the government shutdown as kind of an exclusion where basically they wouldn't cover your trip. That's something our team has been, you know, really kind of pushing for answers on. We're hoping to have that soon.
Finally, I've talked to a lot of people getting ready for Thanksgiving. They're like, should I book now or wait this out a little bit? What are your thoughts?
Oh, boy. Thinking about booking Thanksgiving, I tell you what, I think we are all hopeful that this shutdown would be over by then, but hard to count on it. If you are booking, definitely do. If you have a credit card that has travel insurance, can't hurt to book with that for sure. And I think that the advice still applies. Book nonstop whenever possible. Try to avoid some of the really peak times of the day. So that 6 to 9 a.m., that kind of early evening window when things get really backed up. You know, the morning can sometimes be a good time, but it's also a crowded time. And I would definitely avoid that Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is typically the busiest travel day of the entire year.